bored you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR. Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
And now into the bottom of the 12th inning, and the Mashers trying to make a comeback. They trail 10-8. They'll start with the runner on second. That's Hiroto Kobayashi. However, they will need more than him to come across. Landon Gaz will lead off. It'll be Gaz, Skinner, and Maud due up in the bottom of the 12th, and they'll be taking on a new pitcher, Noah Kimura. And Kimura comes into the game for the Lakeshore Chinooks, and trying to lock it down. He'll have a save opportunity here as Kimura comes into this game, having pitched in just two games. He's totaled five innings in those two games, but a 12.6 ERA, a freshman out of Lassen Community College. His last game out really got roughed up by the Wausau Woodchucks. He allowed seven runs across three innings. However, his first appearance against the Woodchucks back on July 19th, he went two shutout innings and didn't walk a batter, but did allow a lot of contact. He allowed 10 hits over five innings between both games against the Woodchucks. Now pitching for the first time in almost 10 days, and he'll be taking on those 5, 6, and 7 batters for the Central Wisconsin Mashers as the alternate identity of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Landon Gaz at the plate, the right-handed hitting left fielder. Righty-righty matchup with Kobayashi on second. The first pitch, a fly ball out towards straightaway center field. Underneath it is Sears. Kobayashi will try and tag up. Should be able to get there easily, but we'll see with the throw. It's going to be a relay, but no relay throw is made. Kobayashi into the bag. It's a productive fly out, but you can't allow those outs to happen. Kobayashi now on to third base. And even though a sacrifice is in order, you'll still need another hit as Luke Skinner will step up to the plate. And Skinner, the left-handed hitting second baseman, he's reached his last three times up. And the last time up, it was a game-tying RBI bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the 10th. And the first pitch to him misses outside for ball number one. And Skinner, this game, great day for him. He's reached base four times. He's 2-for-3 with two walks and RBI, two singles, and two runs scored. A lot of twos. Would love a double here. 1-0 the count. And taking plenty of time, Kimura fires, but a big swing and a miss from Skinner. He was trying to go for more than a double on that swing. 1-1 the count. Started off the season red hot here. He had two home runs in that first week in a Rafters uniform back in the early part of the season. Added another one just recently at Green Bay about a week ago. 3 on the year, 1-1 count. Taken low for ball number two, and Dylan Sales tried to frame that but not able to get the call, so a 2-1 count. Kobayashi is on third. It's a 10-8 ball game. The Lakeshore Chinooks have the lead in the bottom of the 12th. 2-1 the count. Kimura coming in for Michael Sullivan. And the pitch on the way home. Big swing and a miss yet again. Now a 2-2 count. And he is unloading on this baseball right now. So a 2-2 count to Luke Skinner. Runner on third base. And Kimura nods home. Gets the call, fires the 2-2 count, swing and a miss for strike number three, and the Mashers are down to their last out in the bottom of the 12th. It all comes down to Lachlan Maud yet again. Maud had a chance to walk it off in the 10th inning. All he needed to do was put a ball into play. There were no outs and the bases loaded, But now we'll need to do more than that. He's got to get on base to keep the inning alive. The Mashers down by two in the bottom of the 12th. He's got a runner on third. And the first pitch on the way, it is called on the lower outside corner for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Maude, right-handed hitting first baseman, he is 0-5 on the game. Still looking to reach for the first time today. This would be a huge spot to do so in. Kobayashi on third, getting a bit of a jump, but a swing and a miss from Maude. The Mashers down to their last strike at home. 0-2 the count. Lachlan Maude trying to, at the very least, tie it up if he could get a home run, but just needs to work on base, and 0-2 count. He's working from behind. Kimura trying to finish it off and earn the save. The pitch on the way. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. It misses low for ball number one. That was a close swing from Maude. He was right on the edge of that plane, and now a 1-2 count. Peyton Bryant is on deck, would love another opportunity, but Maude's got to work on. 1-2 count. Kobayashi on third. Two-run lead for the Chinooks. Maude sends one over to first on the ground and picked up uncleanly, but then grabbed up and stepping on the bag. That finishes it off. The Chinooks win it in 12, and the Mashers now 0-5 in extra innings this season. What a rough way to go. The Mashers had so many opportunities to win it, but just fell short at the end. The final score, Lakeshore 10, Wisconsin Rapids 8. The postgame show comes up right now. We're going to give it back in a minute. We'll be back after this talking about how it all happened and then take a look at the numbers after this on Rafters Baseball on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
How long is your fault? The fact that we lost is not your fault. And the postgame show coming your way here from Wisconsin Rapids at Witter Field. Final score 10-8. Let's take a look back at how it all happened. It was a rough one for the Rafters, who rebranded to the Mashers for the day. Let's take a look back at how it all happened. The Chinooks in the first inning took the lead 1-0 on a triple from Miza, followed up by an RBI ground out from Jack Council. Second inning, though, they score 4 runs on Tony Torres, an RBI single from Noah Goddard, RBI single from Bubba Heidler, RBI ground out from David Miza, and then an RBI single from Jack Council, all in order, made it 5-0 Lakeshore. The Mashers, however, came back in the bottom of the second, scored 3 runs to make it a 5-3 game. It was a 2 RBI double from Tony Torres. That was the big one. And then Eric Harper had an RBI ground out to make it 5-3. Fourth inning comes around, though, and it became 6-3 Chinooks as they scored one more run on a couple of errors. Noah Goddard reached on an E6 and then scored on an E2. So that made it 6-3. And then it wouldn't be until the eighth inning we saw more runs scored as both bullpens were locking it down. Bottom of the eighth comes around. The Mashers score 3 runs. They have an RBI single from Hiroto Kobayashi, and Kobayashi scores on a couple of wild pitches, and so does Luke Skinner later in the inning. That knots it 6-6. and then it would remain 6-6 through the ninth inning into the 10th. And in the top of the 10th, the Chinooks would score a run on an E2, a throw down to third that tried to catch Esteban Garcia stealing, and it went into left field, and then he came around to score to make it a 7-6 lead for the Chinooks. Bottom of the 10th, the Mashers have the bases loaded with nobody out. Luke Skinner draws a walk. However, three straight batters retired by the Chinooks. Keeps it tied at 8 heading into the 11th. Keeps it tied at 7 heading into the 11th. It would be tied at 8 at the end of the 11th after a run comes home to score on the E6 by Eric Harper. That could have ended the inning in the 11th inning, but couldn't quite do so. And then in the bottom of the 11th, the Mashers were able to see Eric Harper succeed. He had an RBI single, but it would have been the walk-off had it not been for the error, and Harper would end up being thrown out on a fielder's choice. Arusevic left on first at the end of the inning. Then in the 12th, it was an RBI double from Jack Council, and he comes to score on the wild pitch, and then an RBI from Dylan Sales sent him home to make it 10-8. The Mashers would not score in the 12th inning. They had to score two runs, and so they were full swinging, and that ended the game. 10-8 the final score, and taking a look back at the numbers for the night, lots of them. Three-hit game for Hiroto Kobayashi. He went 3-for-6 from the plate. 2-for-4 from Luke Skinner. He also drew two walks in the game. And taking a look at the pitching side of things, Seth Spencer went 3 innings, didn't allow an earned run on just 2 hits and 2 walks. 3 shutout innings from Easton Zempel in his debut for the Rafters. He also had 2 strikeouts. Jack Wiesinger had 4 strikeouts over his 2 innings, allowed 1 unearned run to come across, and A.J. Buonasetta did allow 1 earned run over 2 innings, but 3 runs in total, and he was the one tagged for the loss in the game. The final score, 10-8, and taking a look ahead to tomorrow's game, the Rafters will head on the road to Lakeshore for a series there. It will start at 6:35 tomorrow at Lakeshore, and Justin Battle will take the mound against TBD for the Chinooks. So Justin Battle, the right-hander on the mound, hoping to keep things rolling. And that game comes your way at 6:35, pregame show at 6:20 here on WFHR. But that's about all that we've got for you here on the Rafters postgame show. So a bunch of thank yous have to be given to all of the players for always being great to talk to and very cooperative whenever I ask for interviews or whatever is needed of them. And along with that, great thank yous to the coaching staff for always being open to talk about strategy and really anything like that that I need to know. Along with that, big thank you to all of my coworkers for being great as always and helping things run smoothly here, and to WFHR for hosting us on the radio every single game of the season. And one more shout out has to be given to Peyton Bryant, our pregame guest of the show. Big thank you to him for joining us on it and having a great conversation. But that's going to just about do it for tonight from Witterfield. So from myself, Austin Thomas, and from the west of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, one final time, the final score, the Chinooks 10, the Rafters 8. Thank you, and have a great rest of your night.
Dismissive, though. It was just very, he didn't delve into the meat and potatoes of the answers. He really didn't delve into, from what the article should say. I was not there. I put it out on social media. By the way, follow us on social media, Matt and Air on Air. We're on all the socials.
We are.
But if you were there last night, call us. We'd love to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear about your experience at last night's listening session with Congressman Style. But it seems like there was a lot of, you know, waving the hand away to problems. Like, we're just disagreeing, or these are serious concerns, and you, sir, voted for massive cuts to all of our social safety net programs, and people want answers. People are scared.
Yes, they are.
And they should not be treated as, well, you know, can we just agree to disagree? No, because, sir, you're never going to probably have to worry about Social Security because you make good money. You're going to have good health care for life, and most likely are going to become richer and richer over time. These folks that are sitting in that auditorium are your constituents.
Who have been calling for him to do a town hall for months.
Mm-hmm.
Months and months and months.
Yes. And if I'm not mistaken, yes, there was a town hall this past Tuesday at Gateway Technical College with Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski.
And Gwen Moore.
Mm-hmm. And it even said on the invitation, Brian Stile was invited. And he did not show up. He had his own event. And another point of credit I will give him. He didn't have a live event where people were also screened. That's happened before in the past. Paul Ryan. Where it's curated.
Right.
So, again, he had an in-person event. The public was invited. But I do feel like from both the articles in The Examiner as well as the JS Online is that he didn't really delve into the deep details regarding the concerns of people who brought their questions to the event.
Yeah, he kind of, he sort of addressed it and then moved on very quickly. An audience member asked Stile how he could take a stand against other Republicans who lie to the American public and malign the dignity of the 70 million people on Medicaid by suggesting they're lazy. Yeah. We've heard that repeatedly from Trump administration officials. People on Medicaid are lazy and they're choosing not to work. Yes. And they're watching, if you believe them, 6.1 hours of television. How they know this, I don't know.
I mean, it's science, Gene.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
How did he respond to that? Stile lamented the tone of political discourse and vowed he wouldn't denigrate anyone. That is a non-answer.
You also voted for a bill that does all the denigration we need. You don't have to denigrate anybody. Your yes vote speaks volumes to how you feel about these individuals. And to play it nice and to say, I'm going to take the high road, all you were doing was escaping from the responsibility of answering to those who vote for you, who gave you that vote. You did not. You were not entitled to it. You earned it, and they gave it to you, and this is what you've done with it. They want answers. You have a responsibility to provide those answers.
Woman in the audience, we're talking about Brian Stile, who held a in-person town hall, all credit to him for doing that, in Elkhorn last night. And a person in the audience asked about ICE.
Yes.
And she's not asking about politics. She's asking about morality. Jean Henderson of Elkhorn told Brian Stile, what I see happening to our immigrant population embarrasses me and terrifies me. She criticized ICE agents being masked. We don't get to know who they are because they're so proud of the work that they're doing. She said, people are doing the right thing by going to immigration. They're going to appointments that they have set up with immigration only to find out that interview has been canceled and they walk outside and they're getting arrested. As she said, this is a trap. Why is this happening and why aren't you stopping it? Brian Stile's reply, quote, what I view is the moral hazard created by the Biden administration, unquote. He's not talking about not giving people due process, just snatching people off the street, masked, unidentified men primarily, showing up at workplaces, smashing in people's windows. He has no response to that except to blame the Biden administration.
Yeah. The article in The Examiner, which you're referring to right now, has a lot of great examples. And there's one from a woman named Kelly Newens. She's a woman talking about her, like comparing the experiences to World War II. And Brian Stile just kind of says, I don't see that as the case. That's
because she was talking about the internment of Japanese Americans.
Yes. Yeah. And he said, I don't see the exact parallel of this. Like people are being kidnapped and swiped and disappeared and
put into camps.
Yeah. By boot clad people with masks. Like, I don't know. And how dare you tell somebody who has that connection to something that, like, oh, I don't see the comparison. This is where, in my opinion, he failed. I think he thought he was going to walk into just, you know, uproarious applause and support.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. Because he didn't have answers ready to, I believe that. I think that in their brain, they think everyone believes that what they're doing is great.
Well, I think they're just so used to people accepting everything they say and giving them a round of applause is kind of, maybe that's what he was expecting. Didn't really go that way.
I think it's the acceptance of his answers when people show their concerns of like, I don't know. I don't see the comparisons.
Ryan Stile showed up. DVO did not. I'm shocked. We'll kick that around. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Go kick rocks.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
They call me No Show Jones.
They call him No Show Jones.
Telling him ever on.
He seldom ever on.
The stage is singing my songs.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Free Ticket Friday, my friends. So grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app.
Oh, man.
And text in the word crew, C-R-E-W. Text in the word crew. You have until 11 o'clock to text in the word crew, C-R-E-W, via the Civic Media app. And that will put you in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets for next Friday's game when the Brewers host the Mets.
That's going to be a fun game.
Pretty nice.
That's going to be a fun game. By that point, I hope we're going to be at least 20 to 30 games into the first place. I know that's not.
I think that seems somewhat statistically impossible.
I'm just going to take my dreams elsewhere, okay, James. Fine. James. Jane, whatever your name is.
Enter just like Sean in Madison and Jeff in Racine and Judy in East Troy and Adam in Oregon and Brett in Brown Deer. Makes me so happy to see all those entries coming in. Text in the word crew, C-R-E-W. Crew is the word. You can text that in until 11 o'clock, and then you will have another word, another keyword coming up with Tom Hartman between 11 to 2. Todd Alba, 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. That's our Free Ticket Fridays. Text in the word crew, C-R-E-W, and good luck. We were talking before we took a break just for a little bit about the town hall that, to his credit, Ryan Stile, Republican, held last night in Elkhorn. It was live, not pre-screened. Kind of impressive. He's like one of the only Republicans that has done this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will absolutely give him credit for doing that and for not screening his audience or the questions or anything like that. But yeah, it was not in my opinion, he definitely put out the information he wanted to get out there.
Of course. That's the whole point.
But as we stated earlier, people brought their real life concerns to this event. They brought their real life questions. They brought real frustrations with them. And Ryan Stile did as far as the articles, because I was not there. If you were there, by the way, please call us and let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. He didn't bring the I feel your pain attitude.
Well, that's kind of a tough, that can't really do that.
Well, I mean,
his life's pretty good.
But to show empathy, sympathy, and say, yeah, we know you're hurting. Here's what we're doing to make it better. No, it's
everything is great.
Everything is great. I don't see the problems. What's going on? It's a lot of disagreement. I'm not going to denigrate. You're fine. You rolled up your sleeves. You got your thumbs up. Good job.
Well, at least he showed up.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to Derek Van Orden did not show up. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Anna Kleber with the byline. Mark Pocan crosses congressional lines to host a town hall in Derek Van Orden's hometown. And of course, DVO couldn't be bothered to show up. Mark Pocan asked, quote, just one more check. Is Derek here anywhere? I thought if I came to Prairie du Chien just down the road from where Derek lives, that maybe he could make it on down. He could probably take a skateboard here if he wanted. Certainly a motorcycle or a car. You could have got him, but he's simply, once again, missing in action. Yeah, DVO doesn't like to really see his constituents unless he can yell at them.
Yeah, he doesn't do. He's not a live event person. He doesn't do that. And based on their last reaction when they got next to each other, Mark Pocan and Derek Van Orden, it wouldn't have, I don't know if this would, it would have been a whole different story in the paper had he shown up. But no, that's not what Derek Van Orden does. And I don't know why, but from what we have been told by folks who live up there, he does a very good job of providing clips and commercials of
to the media outlets.
Yeah, of all the good things he does, all the wonderful things he does for, and I would love to know what that is, because as far as I know, the farm bill isn't signed. As far as I know, he voted for the budget three times, whether it was for the original, the blueprint, or for the final. I'd like to know what, in fact, he is doing for his district, Wisconsin, and I'll just throw America in
there. Well, and he's going to jump on that veterans bill that Donald Trump signed yesterday. Pat did a really good breakdown of it this morning on his show. We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
This is essentially a redo of a program that existed under the Biden administration, and therefore they had to get rid of that.
Yeah.
And then essentially put a new name on it and credit Trump with it. That's kind of what it is.
You know what? If it's to help vets, fine. Do it. If it gets them the help they need, if it keeps them from being homeless, if it keeps them from harming themselves, whatever it takes to protect our vets, I'm in. I don't care who signs the bill, but him taking credit, DVO taking credit, or trying to hog the spotlight, that seems a little rude.
That's his MO. Jeez. Yeah. One attendee asked what more Democrats will be doing to push back. Mark Pocan replied, have more town halls in Republican districts. I love this quote. Is this in your face? Is this a little douchey? Yes, it is.
I mean, that's peak Pocan.
Right? But you know what? Taking away your health care and education funding and adding $4 trillion to the national debt so that the richest get a very good tax cut is enough that we need to push back, unquote.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, again, credit to Brian Stile for showing up. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Taking the heat. Couldn't have been easy. And DVO, well, this is kind of what we expect.
He's probably driving around the Northwoods in his vroom vroom.
Gene, I see you on the line. If you can either wait through the news, we'll take you on the other side. You can also call back You can also join us at 855-752-4842. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the world on the app, the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Somebody, close that door. George is gone. Somebody check the control room.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. A July jobs report showing only 73,000 jobs added and downward revisions to the May and June reports leads to President Trump's firing of the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Reaction from CBS business contributor Javier Devi.
The firing of the BLS commissioner, we now have more uncertainty, more attacks against the credibility against yet another institution that isn't the Fed.
A search is on for the person who shot and killed four people in a southwest Montana bar. It took place in Anaconda, where Jay Sturgar lives.
The neighborhood's great. It's friendly. It's just a sad occurrence that happened this morning.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it will move toward a shutdown after being defunded by Congress. Craig Swagler is president of Baltimore Public Media.
Any additional funds that would come in for fiscal year 26, which would begin on October 1st, and 27, which was the two-year advancement, will not happen.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay with another practice in pads before tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. On defense, it appears that Keyshawn Nixon and newcomer Nate Hobbs are in the lead as the two defensive backs at corner. Baseball, the Brewers against the Nationals tonight in Washington, D.C. Jose Quintana against the Nationals left-hander Mitchell Parker. The Brewers making some moves before the trade deadline, including sending pitcher Nestor Cortez to San Diego for outfielder Brandon Lockride. It looks like Jackson Churio will be out for a while with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, we're hanging in there. That's all there's to it. We've been injured all year long, whether it's, you know, the guys that the 12 pitchers that weren't available when we started, you know, the Mitchell, the Perkins, the guys we've been without or out with Sal for a while. Hopefully we're not without Churio, you know, like all that stuff.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stephen Colbert has a few months left as host of The Late Show after the announcement he was let go by Paramount a couple weeks ago. Last week, former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris appeared on the show and was asked by the host who the leader of the Democratic Party is. When she didn't answer to his liking, Colbert held her feet to the fire, and she finally said there are a lot of leaders. Sigh. Hard to believe the party is struggling. Harris was on the show to promote her book, 107 Days, which chronicles her whirlwind run for the presidency in 2024. And just like that, there will be no more Sex and the City, according to Variety. After six seasons of the original, two feature films, and three seasons of And Just Like That, series creator Michael Patrick King says the franchise is finally kaput for the time being. Sarah Jessica Parker paid tribute to her character, Carrie Bradshaw, with a montage on Instagram. The franchise finale will air August 15th on Max, or whatever it's called now. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the low 50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And mostly sunny and near 80 Sunday for the forecast high. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. Currently it's 59 degrees.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes.
a mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in, James, like, James, boxes of
yes,
the mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday morning, Up North News reporter Selena Heller will talk to Jimmy Cuska, Jane Mattinair.
And me.
Oh, that's Dr. Kristen Lierley. She'll be here too.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Mattinair on Air. Jane Mattinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Hello, live streamers on Facebook, YouTube,
Hi.
And what used to be Twitter. We are in the midst of Free Ticket Friday.
Right now?
Right now as we speak. So grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word CREW, C-R-E-W. CREW is the word to text in right now via the Civic Media app. That will get you in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets for next Friday's game when the Brewers host the New York Mets. So text in the word CREW right now, C-R-E-W, and you will be in the running for those tickets. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you from 11 to 2. Todd Alba, 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn wraps it up today, different word from 4 to 6. But right now, you have until 11 o'clock to text in the word CREW, C-R-E-W, just like Susan just did, listening on W-A-U-K. We have Jim in Germantown and James in Oshkosh and Jerry in Wauwatosa. Ryan in
James
Mosinee.
James and Jerry's and Jeans.
So
oh, my.
So many. So good luck. Keep those entries coming in. The word to text in until 11 o'clock right now is CREW, C-R-E-W. Before we went to the news at the bottom of the hour, we were talking about Derek Van Orden. Pretty much true to form, not showing up at a town hall. Granted, it was held by Mark Pocan, a Democrat, but Pocan essentially making the point of Derek doesn't show up for anything.
No, no, he doesn't also plan his own event. Like that's there. You can't go on his. Well, if I go on his website right now, will I find
where he's going to be next?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. And Gene from Eau Claire has been waiting very, very patiently on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you for hanging on with us. What did you want to say?
Thank you. Thank you again for covering this subject. Very important for our side of the state because they I'll tell you about it real quick. I wrote it down, so I go fast.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to first of all thank Mark Pocan for representing some of us in the state of Wisconsin. We need him desperately, and I really appreciate his work. Okay. And this is my own personal biased opinion. He doesn't appear because he cannot control the setting, the staging, the messaging for the legacy media. He has to come, he has to have control of the situation, and he has to tell the truth. As if he doesn't, people who really know what's going on, paying attention, will call him out in public. And then he has to demonstrate his disdain for those who do not agree with him and who call him out for telling lies. So that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. And thanks, you guys. Keep up the great work and have a good weekend.
You
Bye.
Too, Gene. Thank you so much,
Thank
Gene.
So much.
And to add on to that, the other end, that this is purely speculation on my point, on my part, but I think Derek Van Orden can't control his temper.
No.
And I think that's another reason why he does not hold events that he cannot very tightly control. Mm-hmm. Because as Gene said, if anybody calls him out on something, he'll lose it.
Yes.
And he'll go off on them because
yes.
that's what he does. That apparently makes him a manly man.
It's something we have played quite a few clips
Number of times
of him talking to people. And he also gets very hot tempered around women. women who...
Yes, and people smaller than he is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're the press, my goodness, run away. I'm looking at his website right now, his campaign schedule, just to see if... Or campaign website to see if there's anything about events or something that coming up, and I don't see anything. Under news, nothing.
Nothing.
But yeah, he doesn't... He purports himself as a man of the people, but he's never of the people. And when he is,
well, the people can never get a hold of him.
Yeah. So he is a very bothersome figure for me personally. If you've ever listened to this show, you know how much his presence in Congress bothers me, because he was present at January 6th and not as a congressman, not as a police officer or a military person. Like in the military, he was there as a spectator and he did not storm the Capitol, but he was there. And that should speak volumes to who he is as a person.
Well, and I would just, if we had a female equivalent of Derek Van Orden and his outbursts and his screeching at people, can you imagine if a woman behaved like that? Oh, I'm sorry. That's Marjorie Taylor
Greene. I was going to say,
what am I saying?
What are you talking about right now? Like, who are you?
I stand corrected.
Yeah. I mean, but I would say, let's go with me on the comparison.
All right.
There is, in my opinion, no liberal, democratic, left version of either of those two. But what the right does is treat individuals like Jasmine Crockett, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, my mistake, my apologies, Jasmine Crockett, with more outrage at her very valid questions, her very valid concerns, her points, her presentations. They treat her with a level of outrage and disrespect and disdain for being a person who is there to represent the people and hold people accountable. Meanwhile, Derek Van Orden is bullying reporters. He is yelling in sessions. Marjorie Taylor Greene is spouting conspiracy theories. And the moment you try to say, why are they allowed to do this? We are told what we really are as Americans. So, yeah, there can be comparisons, but it's always a double. There's always going to be a double standard.
You're right. Yeah,
always.
You're absolutely right. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join our conversation. I did want to share this text that just came in. Tammy in Eau Claire, listening on WCFW, says, speaking of DVO's patting himself on the back, he claims that not one penny will be cut from SNAP benefits. I'm on Eau Claire's county board. I have been informed our federally funded nutrition program will stop programming September 1st, eliminating 3 educator jobs and all the benefits that went with that program.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Tammy. Appreciate that.
It was a testimony from a doctor on matters of
about SNAP.
And we've played the clip. It's out there in the world. You can actually just, and Up North News, which is Pat Kreitlow.
Right.
They have it clipped perfectly. If you search for it, I'll find it. I can put it in the show notes if it's there. And he speaks with great purpose that SNAP will not go down a nickel, and then calls the people who say this, Democrats, liars.
Yeah.
And yells it. He voted for the budget blueprint. He voted for the budget, and then after the Senate passed it, it came back, and he voted for it again. And the weekend after that vote passed, there were stories coming out of DVO calling Governor Evers and saying, you have to do something to save our hospitals.
Right. Because the budget that I voted for is going to kill him.
Yeah. So we can talk about Brian Stile and what I feel like were great missteps last night at his event. But the way that DVO, the way that Derek Van Orden treats that seat, that district, Wisconsin, is something of disrespect that I am not smart enough to put into pure words. It is so, I get so enraged when I think about him, because I just see someone who has absolutely manipulated the people and is using it for his benefit. And he is a bully. And this is me speaking for me. I'm not saying this is not for Jane, for Calvin, or anyone at this company. I think he is a traitor, and I think he is a liar. And I do not like the fact that he gets to just walk around and say whatever he wants to whomever he wants, and there's no consequence whatsoever.
Well, and but I do want to point out, and Gene from Eau Claire, who just called in, has mentioned this many times, there's a limited number of media outlets in that area of
Correct.
Wisconsin.
Yes.
And I will say for DVO's people, for the people in his office, they do a very, very good job mm-hmm. of feeding those media outlets stories that make him look good.
Yes. Yes.
Now, that's not necessarily journalism, one could say, but that's part of the problem. And that is part of the problem that civic media's existence is trying to address.
Absolutely.
Are these news deserts.
Yeah.
And at least give folks some option to hear news.
Mm-hmm. And Maggie had a great conversation on her show about the impact, because there have been studies on this of what happens to individuals and communities who live in news deserts. And
it's
when you're
bad.
Only given one source or two sources, or all you're watching is maybe, you know, you don't have a good local news, or you live in a part of Wisconsin that only gets Minnesota news, you are not up to speed. And I'm almost not even going to blame the news outlets to a point where it's like, if Derek Van Orten, who is the sitting congressman of the 3rd District, says, here's a story,
here's a
video package, they're probably going to be like, oh, yeah, we'll play this. It's good to hear from you. Thank you very much. But do the digging, folks.
There should be due diligence involved. If you're going to run this on his behalf, then shouldn't you look and see if those claims that he's making are actually true?
Yeah, I'm not a journalist at all. I'm a speaker into a microphone. That's all. That's what my job is. And I'm very thankful for that. But when I watch videos of him lying to people's faces directly in a way that is aggressive and disrespectful, a lot of the things he says, like with Donald Trump, like with many of the Republicans, and with Democrats too, Democrats as well, I'm not going to leave you out of that one, are one Google searches away from finding the truth.
Yes.
This is not something you have to read a book about. This is not something
it's
you
not
have
a,
to
it's
read.
It's not book report.
It's not an expose that Woodward and Bernstein are writing. This is literally a Google search, and you can find out the truth. And that's the responsibility of us as the people.
Jim from Campbellsport just texting in. Thank you for that, Jim. Next Tuesday, the Campbellsport Lions have their steak feed, which is regularly attended by Glenn Grothman. May want to ask him some questions.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim. Listening on WAUK, really appreciate that. Although I will say, I mean, Glenn's pretty, he'll take the heat too.
Yeah.
He does. I've seen him.
I've seen video of him at events, but it's that thing of like, of not taking people's concerns seriously. It's that thing of, oh, well, you don't know what you're talking about. Or as Brian Stile did at the event last night, blaming it on Joe Biden.
Yeah. That I think that excuse is running. I think they're running out of fumes on that one.
I mean,
a little bit. I mean, there is always a segment that we'll blame Biden for Biden and Obama. And can we go back to Clinton? We'll blame Clinton.
The
too.
Civil War. It's Joe Biden's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's frustrating because I want Wisconsin to have good representatives. I'm not saying liberal or Democrat. I'm not saying left or leftist. I'm saying just good. On his website, Derek Van Orten says we need a statesman, not a politician. Well, Ben, be a statesman. Already.
Be a statesman. Learn how to control your temper.
Yeah.
Seriously, I think the man could use a little counseling. And I'm not saying this from judgment. I'm saying this because I think he has anger issues.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. So. Yeah,
it is. Job numbers came out this morning.
Yeah, they did.
Not good.
And revised job numbers, too.
Are even worse. But there's a whole bunch of openings if folks are looking for a job with a $50,000 signing bonus attached.
What?
We'll have all the details for you on this great gig coming up.
Ooh. The way you looked at me, I'm like, I didn't do it.
You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
You feel nice. as Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-931-3030. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-931-3030.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You may have heard of the 4% rule when it comes to retirement. After you retire, you withdraw 4% of your retirement savings each year. The truth is, the 4% rule should be viewed as a guide, not as a strict rule. For example, the rule is based on retiring at age 65. If you retire earlier, you may want a lower withdrawal rate. Your lifestyle also matters. Are you planning to travel the world or spend more time at home? Consider inflation as well. A well-built strategy usually includes small annual increases in withdrawals. But you don't need to take a raise just because the calendar says so. So, stay flexible and revisit your plan of withdrawals regularly. That will give you the best shot at a secure, fulfilling retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Free Ticket Fridays underway. Grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app. Not you, Greg, you can't play. Text in the word CREW, C-R-E-W. Text in the word CREW on the Civic Media app. That gets you in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets for next Friday's game at AmFam Field as the CREW hosts the New York Mets. Text in the word CREW right now, C-R-E-W. Your next chance with a new keyword with Tom Hartman, 11 to 2. Then Todd Alba from 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Free Ticket Friday, super easy. All you have to do is have the Civic Media app, and that is
absolutely free.
There you go.
And then you can also you can send us a voice note too if you'd like. We'd love to hear from you. We love that.
That's fabulous. Coming up next hour, we have lots of things coming up. We're going to talk about the big beautiful ballroom that I know every American I've spoken to is really wants a new ballroom at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to do a debut a new segment called Audio Gripe.
Well, let me tell you something, boy.
We put the challenge out to producer Calvin on that one for a sound effect. And boy, did he deliver.
He really came through on that one. Yeah, join us for Audio Gripe coming up at 10:20. This has to do with the birth of MTV. It's my gripe.
It's your gripe.
I'll just admit, it's my gripe. Okay. Audio Gripe coming up at 10:20. After the 10:30 news, Audio Sorbet, where we lighten things up and take a breath and a cleansing from the news. State Fair got underway yesterday, so we're going to talk about must-do things at the State Fair.
Absolutely.
Talk about the Sporkies as well.
Ooh.
I just like saying that word, Sporkies.
I won first place at the Sporkies this year.
The jobs report came out this morning.
And let me guess, it was sparkling, tens of millions of jobs. Everyone gets a job.
No.
No.
In fact, Calvin, I believe we have a clip from Fox News this morning. Maria Bartiromo is their big business reporter. These numbers kind of caught her by surprise.
If you're listening to us on headphones right now, you might also want to lower your volume a bit.
She's got quite a voice. Calvin, let's play this clip, please, from Fox this morning.
The NASDAQ down about 200 going.
Nope, there's the number.
73,000 jobs.
Yeah.
73,000 jobs created in the month of July. Number just coming out.
And that's total.
4.2% of the unemployment rate, right in line with expectations. Here are the numbers. For the month of July, jobs came in at 73,000. That was lower than the expectation, which called for 110,000 jobs. The unemployment rate, right in step with expectations at 4.2%.
Yeah, that actually stopped her for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That wasn't a cut in audio.
We didn't add that. No, that was
live. That wasn't
live.
An edit. That was live happening.
May dropped from 144,000 jobs, as were expected, to 19,000.
Yes.
One month. May dropped from 144,000 to 19,000.
Yes.
June, they had expected 147,000. That dropped to 14.
Which means if we're at 73,000 for August, I'm very interested to see what the revised numbers will look like next month or when we get those in maybe 60 days. I feel like you mentioned this off air about the interest rates. I feel like this is going to just have to force the Fed's hand to do this. Like
they might have to.
They don't want to do this. They don't want to.
Well, he's concerned. Powell is concerned about inflation.
Yes, absolutely. And we don't have time. But there was another interview with a Trump representative who said that we need to lower those interest rates so businesses can borrow their money and get cracking. And we're the jobs numbers might be low, but we're still putting American workers first. How?
The U.S. lost 26,000 manufacturing jobs in May and June. 26,000 manufacturing jobs were lost in May and June. 11,000 manufacturing jobs were lost in July.
Mm-hmm.
So when President Trump comes out and talks about the billions and billions of dollars in investment and everyone's coming back and they're building factories, I guess that is going to take a little time.
And one of the numbers, too, that was interesting to look at is that in federal government jobs, 84,000 jobs have been lost since January. 84,000.
Well, if you are looking for work.
Where, Jane? Where can I get a job?
ICE, which has more money now.
Yes.
Because of the big blob of a bill.
Mm-hmm.
ICE is cash rich.
Yeah.
This is now the most well-funded law enforcement agency in the country. ICE is offering signing bonuses of up to $50,000 in student loan forgiveness.
I mean,
President Trump's goal is to hire 10,000 new ICE agents so they can deport a million people a year.
Yeah.
ICE offering recruits signing bonuses up to $50,000 and student loan forgiveness, which I thought was a horrible thing because why should we pay off your loan when other people had to pay theirs? Why do they get to have their loans forgiven.
And it's not just Jane. This is something that does not get talked about enough, and we don't have the time to dive deeper into this, but I will say this. Not just signing bonuses. You get a signing bonus, but you can also get retention bonuses and other, you know, benefits like that, other cash benefits. So
pretty lucrative.
And hey, you don't even have to show your face.
You can be masked.
Yep.
And keep your identity hidden and abuse people.
Yep.
We have news coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Text in the word CREW, C-R-E-W. It's Free Ticket Fridays. Don't go away.
Is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Unhappy with the latest weaker-than-expected jobs report, President Trump says he ordered his administration to fire the Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner, accusing her of rigging the numbers. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the jobs data is closely guarded at the Bureau.
Every first Friday of a month, they invite over economics reporters to look at those numbers in a carefully guarded room under embargo until 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, when they are released to the public. They are usually sent here to the White House the night before, so that they're aware of them under that embargo, and usually asked not to comment on them. So the president conceivably would have been told about this bad jobs number as early as yesterday.
Texas lawmakers hold their only public hearing on a newly proposed congressional map. Bill sponsor, Republican Representative Todd Hunter, has faced tough questions about race, gerrymandering, and who actually drew the lines. KEYE reporter Andrew Lamparski.